Hello, I'm Dr. John White, Chief Medical Expert for Discovery Channel. There's a saying among foot and ankle specialists that when it comes to managing a diabetic foot infection, time is tissue. Unfortunately, because of complications, diabetics don't often perceive pain until an infection is fairly advanced. This could cause a delay in diagnosis, which could result in delayed treatment, and delayed treatment can often mean amputation. UPMC is among the first hospitals in the country to establish an inpatient diabetic foot service that expedites care of the diabetic foot, possibly eliminating the need to amputate.
Well, diabetic foot is really a syndrome of many things that can be something as simple as patients having neuropathy and not having feeling in their feet, to developing foot ulcers, which lead to infections and ultimately end up with amputations. So it really is a very wide spectrum of disorders. We've established an inpatient diabetic foot service at UPMC Mercy. The benefits of an inpatient diabetic foot program are that you have readily available multi-specialists who can attack the problem immediately when they come in. I sort of liken the analogy to the trauma centers, where that golden hour, that first hour when people come in, really makes a difference. So if you identify somebody who has a diabetic foot infection, immediately you get to the operation, you save tissue, you prevent amputations, and you get the patients out of the hospital quicker. We're in the business of amputation prevention. Subtle neuropathy is important to diagnose because it leads to problems such as ulceration, which can lead to an infection, and also it manifests in risk factors for other things. If somebody's undergoing elective surgery on their foot or ankle and they have neuropathy, it increases the risk of an infection by about 500%. Doctors often don't consider diabetes to be a malignant disease because patients don't have pain with it. But if you have something like cancer, which causes symptoms, people think of it as something very malignant. But diabetes in and of itself can affect every organ system in your body, your eyes, your kidneys, your heart, and your nervous system. So it really meets all the criteria for malignancy and also has a very significant mortality. Patients with a new onset diabetic foot ulcer have about a 50% chance of being dead in 5 years. The 5-year survival from melanoma, according to the National Cancer Institute, is about 90%. Breast cancer is about 80%. When you get on the extreme of lung cancer and pancreatic cancer, it's a worse prognosis. So it's somewhere in the middle between the worst and the best cancers. Doctors can improve the early diagnosis of the diabetic foot syndrome by examining both feet in every patient during the office visit. You need to ask them to remove their shoes, take off their socks, and inspect their feet for signs of ulcers, check their pulses, check their hair growth to make sure they don't have the neuropathy and the vascular disease. UPMC is a leader in the treatment of the diabetic foot syndrome because here at UPMC Mercy, we have aggregated specialists from every field that can manage that problem. We have orthopedic surgeons like myself who are interested in this problem. We have podiatrists, we have plastic surgeons, we have vascular surgeons, we have interventional radiologists, and we have infectious disease specialists. We can manage that problem from beginning to end. And so we can restore blood flow, we can treat infections, we can do soft tissue closures to get wounds healed, and we can manage that patient completely.
Doctors at UPMC believe an inpatient diabetic foot service may reduce the complications of a severe diabetic foot infection, helping patients spend less time in the hospital and possibly avoiding amputation.